Today, we'd like to see the title of Who Am I to Withstand God? In Book of Acts, chapter 11, verses 1 to 18. To align with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. What was the word of God in particular? Or what was the kind of the word of God? Question 2, in verse 2. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him. Who were those of the circumcision? What did they contend with him? How did he defend? And how did they respond? Question 3 in verse 5. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners. And it came to me, how do you respond to a vision which a creature talked about? Even Jewish Christians thought Christianity as a sect of Judaism at that time, and Gentiles could be saved only if they kept all the law in the Old Testament and Jewish traditions, which means if they became Jews. The last chapter was the turning point of salvation and the fullness of the Spirit and the spiritual gift of tongues into the Gentiles. Before preaching to Cornelius, the Italian regiment's household, in Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, or God shows no respect of persons, either Jews or non-Jews. Before Jesus' ascension into heaven, Jesus made a promise to his disciples in Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. At the time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. In Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. The church which was at Jerusalem was Jewish Christians ministered by Apostles James, called as those of the circumcision at Jerusalem in this chapter, verse 2, or a certain man came from James, Galatians chapter 2, verse 13. God revealed in the Old Testament time that Gentiles would be blessed as well as the Jews in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth, not only Jews, but also Gentiles, shall be blessed. Also in the Old Testament time, Malachi chapter 1, verse 11, for from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 1. Now the apostles and brethren, or brothers in Christ, who were in Judea, heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. So what kind of the word of God? That is in this context in verse 14. Words by which you, Cornelius, and all your households, so Cornelius, all family and servants, will be saved. In particular, Peter preached the gospel for salvation. Peter preached in the previous chapter 10, was Jesus as the Lord, verse 36, Lord of all. Also Jesus Christ, verse 38, God anointed Jesus. Then also Jesus was crucified by us. So they killed by hanging on a trees. That is verse 39. And resurrected, God raised up on third day in verse 40. And believe in him as a savior from eternal death. And verse 43 said, whoever believes in him will receive a remission of sins. So therefore, the word of God in particular, Jesus as the Lord, Christ and Savior, who was dead for us and rose again third day. That's the salvation gospel. Verse 2, and when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision, Jewish Christian at Jerusalem, contended with him. What did they contend with Peter? Then is verse 3. You went in, Peter went in to the uncircumcised man or to the Gentiles and ate with them. So it ate with the Gentiles was condemned. That Jewish tradition was prohibited by Jewish tradition because our body was assimilating the same food, being united as we eat together of the same food, such as bread or drinkers, similar to communion service. Jesus also was criticized by Jewish people, Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 to 11. Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, or look, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? So Jesus eating with tax collectors and sinners was criticized by Pharisees. Also, the Peter had a similar happening in later, Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I, or disciple Paul, withstood him, resisted Peter to his face, because Peter was to be blamed. For before certain man came from James, then meaning Jewish Christian, from James, from Jerusalem, because Jerusalem church ministered by James the apostle, the half-brother of Jesus, he would eat with the Gentiles. Peter would eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, or those of circumcision, or those Jewish Christians came, Peter withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played with hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. So therefore, Peter contributed the division of Antioch Church between Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians. So here, then is contended with him, so eating with the Gentile, then Peter made a defense here. But Peter explained it to them, to those over circumcision at Jerusalem, or Jerusalem Church, from the beginning, here explained chronologically, here in order, saying, I was in the city of Joppa. Joppa is the south part, close to Mediterranean Sea. Joppa, praying, and in a trance, which means half consciousness, in a half awakening, I saw a vision, an object was descending like a great shield let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. So a vision is a method often used by God to show the spiritual world beyond a limited time and place of the physical world. For example, John the Apostle's vision about the battle of Armageddon in Revelation chapter 16, Joel chapter 2, verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward in the last day, or in the New Testament time, that God said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, all people, all believers. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. When you hear of a vision or a dream from another creature, how should we do? Don't immediately reject it, but hear of it swiftly and discern it at the word of God. And if not contrary to the word of God, wait on the Lord to reveal whether or not it transpires or exactly happens. That is, wait for evidence. Then, if you see evidence, praise the Lord. Otherwise, reject it, because the vision or dream from God will exactly occur. In verse 18, heard these things, then the Jewish Christians glorified God. So James chapter 1, verse 19, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Then verse 6, and I observed it intently, or intentionally, carefully, and considered I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and the birds of the air, like a menagerie. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 7, and the swine, though it divides the hoof, having cloven hoofers, yet does not chew the cud, is unclean to you. Also verse 41, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth shall be an abomination. it shall not be eaten. So then verse 7, and I heard a voice saying to me, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Implying Peter and other Jews eating with Gentiles. But I said, Peter said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth. Unclean animal in the Old Testament time law. But the voice answered me again from heaven, what God has cleansed, you must not call common or unclean. Now this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. Verse 11. So verse 10, we see God worked for Peter with the vision. On the other hand, God worked through an angel for Cornelius, the Gentile, Italian soldier, in verse 13. Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 3, about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. Then verse 11, at that very moment, three men sent by Cornelius, Italian, or Gentile centurion, soldier, stood before the house where I was, where Peter was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Caesarea is north part, the beach city beside the Mediterranean. So is Pontius Pilate, the Roman, the Israel governor place was in Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me, the Spirit directed Peter to go with the Gentiles, go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren, so proved by the following evidence. So Peter said, the Spirit told me to go with the three Gentiles, doubting nothing. As Peter said, now is evidence needed to persuade the listener, the Jewish Christian. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me. So the other word, six Jewish Christians were six witnesses, six brothers, six Jewish, or six circumcision in Christ, accompanied with me. And we entered the man's house, Cornelius' house, and he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, send a man to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. So God worked for both Cornelius and Peter, proving the spiritual works. Who will tell you, verse 14, words by which you and all your household will be saved, the gospel for salvation? Preach it to Cornelius' household by Peter. For example, Franklin Graham for evangelism, like his father, Billy Graham, preaching to lost sheep. Verse 15, and as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, called as the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And the first fullness of the Holy Spirit called as baptism with the Spirit. Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 14 up to 16. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, again here the word of God, gospel for salvation, they sent Peter and John to them, Samaritan Christians, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, which means the Holy Spirit did not fall upon none of them, which means the Samaritan creature did not have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So did not got baptism with the Spirit. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the first time called the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Verse 15, as upon us at the beginning, at the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fall upon the Jewish people, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the Jews, and the Spirit's gift of tongues. That is the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of a fire, and one sat upon each of them. Pentecost, which means 50 days from Passover. Passover is a Good Friday. Jesus was crucified on Passover. So Jesus, 3 days, 3 nights into grave, then resurrected. So resurrected Jesus ministered on the earth 40 days. Then Jesus ascended into heaven the 7 days. So 3 plus 40 plus 7 equal to 50. So on Pentecost day, 50 days, the Holy Spirit came upon Christians, the believers. Then is verse 16. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, or baptism with repentance with water. Water is a symbol of a cleanse away your sin, repentance. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So cited the word of God, the cited Jesus' word, confirming John the Baptist prophesied. Matthew chapter 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me, mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire is a symbol of repentance, burn out your sin. So in order to become Christian, first step, repentance required, at least including unbelief and all trespass, all sin, then believe in Jesus as the Lord Christ, Savior, who was dead and third day rose again. So basically that's called salvation gospel. Verse 17, if therefore God gave them the same gift as God gave us, same gift here, salvation, number two, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, number three, spiritual gift of tongues, when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand the God? Which meaning, who was I to resist the God? So I was not like her. Romans chapter 8, verse 31, disciples said, if God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 18, when they heard these things, they became silent, or they had no objection. And they glorified God. Jewish Christian response. The evidence shows Peter's vision transpired, or Peter's vision exactly occurred. The purpose of a testimony to glorify God, not glorify yourself. Here, glorify God. So Peter's testimony is basically glorify God, saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance, first step, repentance and to life, eternal life. Repentance of the unbelief, including any sin or uncleanness leading to eternal life through faith alone. Faith proved by spiritual works. Here, clutch and penitent privilege protect the individual counseling with the clergy person confidential, like attorney-client privilege or physician-patient privilege. Let's see each question in verse 1. Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. What was the word of God in particular? The answer, the word of God is gospel for salvation. So Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, who was dead on the cross, with shed blood, cleansed away our sin and rose again. Question 2, in verse 2. When Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him. Who were those who were circumcision? In this context, Jewish Christian in Jerusalem, what did they contend with him? Because Peter, Jews, eating with the Gentiles. How did he defend? Peter explained in order what happened. So Peter brought the six witnesses over there, and Peter explained the vision, and the vision transpired, actually happened. So the Cornelius visited on the Peter's the house Joppa. So then Peter also cited the word of the Lord, Jesus. John the Baptist baptized with water toward repentance, but Jesus Christ told to his disciples, baptized with the Holy Spirit. So that word was approved by actually happening upon Cornelius' household. Cornelius' household got salvation and the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the spiritual gift of tongues. So that way, how did they respond? They respond, they glorified God. They glorified God. That's the testimony purpose. Question 3 in verse 5. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great shed, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. How would you respond to a vision which a Christian talked about? So don't immediately reject it, but hear over it swiftly or intently and discern it at the word of God, and if not contrary to the word of God, wait on the Lord to reveal whether or not it transpires or exactly happens. Because the vision or a dream from God will exactly occur. Let's sing all together on bulletin.